I was once an angry person. Never lashed out physically, but certainly verbally. Thankfully, through the grace and love of God, I was able to be cleansed of that anger so that an inner peace could flourish. We have certainly become an angry nation. Quite a few catalysts for this anger. They include things like politics, social issues, race, the economy, just to name a few. This anger is created when people either have a lack of understanding about the truth with an issue or what's happening around them, or they get angry when they believe a problem is not being addressed. Anger is often embraced as an asset by some people. You've heard the saying, might makes right. Those who claim to be obedient to God and His Word have proudly proclaimed the need for Christian warfare. Truth is that anger brings with it a lot of consequences. There are the immediate, with how people react and respond when you express your anger. Then there are the consequences that Jesus warns about in Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Now listen to what anger is associated with in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. The truth is that anger is the tool of Satan, and has numerous purposes, all which serve the devil, as James tells us in James chapter 1, verse 20, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Anger disrupts, anger distracts, anger causes people around you to pretty much kick you to the curb, wanting nothing to do with you. Satan really likes that, by the way, because he hopes it draws you faster to him. Anger empowers false teachings, even though saying it louder and more often will make it true. Just ask Fox News about that. This is why people who walk in God's Word need to embrace the angry person. Forgive them. Love them. Pour the living water only Jesus can offer on their fiery anger. Jesus explains this in John chapter 4, verse 14. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life. If you're the angry person, then there's a choice before you. You can continue to ride with Satan, who uses anger to make you think that no one wants anything to do with you, or you can cast out your anger and receive the promise Jesus makes in John chapter 6, verse 37. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out.